Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, April 13th in the year 2021, and I surely hope everybody watching via YouTube is enjoying the new intro video. I get to watch it before I come on with you, and man, it gets me going and ready to record every single day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment two, we'll talk about why the quarterback battle is not over just yet. Segment three, some details about Justin Fields' second pro day, which will be tomorrow. We begin today's show talking about a Buckeye that made a decision, an official decision, about his future. Mr. C.J. Walker has officially announced that he will be putting his name into the 2021 NBA draft. Right around senior day this past year, I forget if it was Chris Holtmann or C.J. Walker, but one of the two came out and said, I believe it was Chris Holtmann, came out and said that C.J. Walker would be professionalizing or would professionalize his career, basketball career, at the end of the college basketball season. Now, at the time, many people, like myself, thought Ohio State would go on and at least make the second weekend of the tournament, not get bounced out in the first round. But C.J. Walker's mind was already looking to bigger and better things outside of Columbus, Ohio, and I can't blame him. Yes, you have a player like Kyle Young, who could be a super senior and come back and take advantage of the Rona, and how the NCAA said that if you decide to come back, this past basketball season or even football season does not count against your years of eligibility playing college basketball or college football. This is what C.J. Walker said on Twitter via a post in regards to him making his decision to leave Ohio State and to become a professional basketball player very, very soon. Quote, after much discussion with my family, Coach Holtmann, and the basketball staff, I've decided to take the next steps and pursue my professional basketball career. I will be hiring an agent and forgoing my extra year of eligibility. Ohio State, thank you for everything. I'm excited for what the future holds for me and my family. Ohio State will always be home. I'll forever be grateful for the opportunity to be a part of the Buckeye family. Hashtag 13 out, end quote. Love reading stuff like that. I've had the privilege, I know I've said it here before, I had the privilege of watching C.J. Walker his sophomore year. I actually just moved back to Indiana from living in Arkansas for a year, and I got to watch C.J. Walker as a sophomore in high school lead a team that was led by the then Mr. Basketball, who his name escapes me right now, ended up playing basketball at Kentucky. But he led his team, a senior team, and he's a sophomore, little guy out there controlling, orchestrating the offense every time down the court, and he had complete command of the court. Sophomore year against went to Tech High School, did win the state championship, was there, unfortunately, fortunately, maybe, at his last high school basketball game in the state tournament. Last game was against Kyle Guy, eventual most outstanding player in the NC2A tournament. I believe that was in the 2019 season. And then when he transferred from Florida State to Ohio State, I was curious, was it because he wanted to be closer to home? What were some of the deciding factors? C.J. Walker going to Florida State, I thought it was a great opportunity for him. Leonard Hamilton, a phenomenal coach, and getting your team to the Elite Eight as a sophomore. Hey, I'm here for it. That's a great building block for the future. Ultimately, he decided to transfer to Ohio State. You saw the leadership of C.J. Walker. You saw the willingness to sacrifice, to take a back seat, knowing he would have to sit out 1 year and not have to, and he would have to lose a year, not use lose a year of eligibility, but he would just have to sit out and basically be a fifth-year senior this past season. When I think about C.J. Walker, a couple of things come to mind. It's not the eye-popping numbers. I'm looking at his stats right now. This past year, he averaged 9.5 points a game, a career high for him. Averaged 4.4 assists a game, a career high. 3.2 rebounds a game, a career high. 0.9 assists he averaged per game. Nothing out here really wows me. The only thing that really wows me when looking at his stat sheet is his free throw percentage, which was 94%. That's amazing. That's not really something you think about or you hear every single day. The numbers don't pop out or wow you with C.J. Walker, but when it comes to C.J. Walker, one thing comes to mind: sacrifice. He sacrificed a year and prolonged his college career and his time in school being a student because he said, hey, I want to go to Columbus. Whatever the deciding factors, whatever was going into him wanting to transfer from Florida State down there in Tallahassee, Florida, to move up to Columbus, Ohio. It could possibly be family with him living and growing up in Indianapolis, Indiana. Family's a whole lot closer in Columbus than it is when he is in Tallahassee. Sacrifice. He sacrificed not only that back then, sacrificed this year when he got hurt. And he said, coach, do what's right for the team. There's a chemistry brewing right now. These guys have a good thing going. I don't want to get interjected back into the starting lineup and mess up what they've already put together. Took a back seat, took a six-man role, and you saw the run that Ohio State had, and also leadership. You could always trust C.J. Walker. You could always trust a player that's going to keep his head on straight and be level-headed. Now, I'm not saying he's a perfect player. I'm not saying he's a guy that if you need a bucket down the stretch, he is your go-to guy. No. A lot of your leadership, you don't see. Well, you and I don't see. It's behind closed doors. It's in practice. It's in the weight room. It's in those study sessions. It's in the film sessions. This year, a lot of Zoom sessions. That is where a lot of your leadership is when you and I have no idea what is said behind those closed doors to keep those guys, to keep that unit intact and in one piece. Thank you, C.J. Walker, for coming to Ohio State. Buckeye fans, trust me, I'm sure you will remember C.J. Walker for a very long time because he's a leader that Buckeyes coming up, one there right now, Meechie Johnson, can follow and model their game after. Thank you, guys. Thanks, C.J. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, C.J. Really appreciate you coming to Columbus and playing 2 years of Buckeye basketball. Let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we're going to talk about this quarterback battle because I think a lot of people have already put a stamp of approval on one player. It's April 13th. The season doesn't start till September. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time listening or watching the podcast, I want to say welcome back. Guys, the numbers are going up and up and up. I thoroughly want to encourage you to let other people know about Locked On Buckeyes. Leave a five-star review right there on the Apple Podcast Apple feed so more people can see and hear about what you enjoy every single day, 5 days a week. Subscribe on YouTube, the Locked On Buckeyes YouTube channel. Subscribe there. There are videos up there every single day. Like I said, if there's an interview that is only 1 or 2 segments long, not the entirety of the show, there's a good chance that'll be up on the YouTube page by itself, along with the full episode for that day. So you can get the interview and the full episode. It's the best of both worlds. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. It's April 13th. I said that a few times today. I'm going to keep on saying it because it's a good reminder, a nice reminder. There is a long time between now and the start of the Ohio State football season. Many people have already put a stamp of approval on a certain quarterback that they believe is going to be the next quarterback at Ohio State. I'm not saying that's not going to be the individual that's going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. I'm not saying it's going to be somebody else or who it's going to be. I am not saying that. But what I'm saying is, once again, it's April 13th. As I look at the calendar on my computer right now, April 17th, in 4 days, is the spring game, the Life Sports spring game at Ohio Stadium. I have seen, I'm sure you have as well, some of the astronomical prices for spring game tickets. Come on, guys. Come on. I know y'all want to take advantage of it, but come on. Face value. Help the fans out. I know y'all want to make some money. I know this is going to happen every single time, but for $5 to $100, somebody is trying to take all your money, figuratively speaking. I know it's not all you have. Probably not. It might not be all you have, but you guys get what I am saying. The spring game is Saturday, 12 noon on the Big Ten Network. But that's April 17th. The first game that Ohio State plays, as I'm looking at the calendar right now, Thursday, September 2nd, at TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So April 13th and then April 17th to September the 2nd. Why am I being elementary, you might ask, and say, Jay, we're smarter than this? I'm sure you are. But once again, it's April 13th. April 17th is in 4 days. September 2nd is a long way from now. There's a lot that can and will happen between now and then. Think about your own life. April 13th right now for me, do I know what's going to be happening, let's just say, Memorial Day weekend? Nah, I don't. When is that, you may ask? The end of May. I have no idea. I know it's Memorial Day. I know it's Indy 500 here in Indianapolis. One of my buddies wants to take me. He already invited me. I just got to say, let's go. He wants to go to the race. He takes his kids every single year. He says, Jay, come on, join us. You've never been. We'll have a good time. Okay, great. But that's Memorial Day. June 25th is my birthday. Do I know what I'm doing for my birthday? I have no idea at all. Once again, that's June 25th. That's a long way from now. The 4th of July, shortly after my birthday. Do I know what I'm doing at that time? No, I don't. Once again, that's a few months from now. So then you have August. Now, do I know what I'm doing in August? I'm going to try to watch some high school football games before the Big Ten and the college football season starts. I'll try to sprinkle in some high school football as well because Ohio State recruit, not commit just yet. Caden Curry plays at Center Grove High School. Those of you that are Big Ten basketball fans, that's the same high school that Trace Jackson Davis is from. Okay, well, am I going to try and go out and watch him play basketball? Absolutely. But once again, that's in August. Those are things I can look to in the future and say, yeah, that's concrete. I know what I'm doing that time. I'm going to try to do that thing. My birthday, I have no idea what I'm doing just yet. Memorial Day, I have no idea what I'm doing just yet. You see what I'm saying? We are trying to foresee the future and make different lists and say, oh, that's the guy. That's who it's going to start. Or we're going to put our stamp of approval right there on that thing. Why? Because that's who we think should be the starting guy. QB1, I'm not Ryan Day. I'm not Corey Dennis, but I'm going to be the guy to take over their role and make this decision. QB1, it's my guy. No questions asked. Be careful. QB battles, quarterback battles, running back battles, linebackers, because next couple of days we're going to talk about if Ohio State should switch from a 4-3 to a 4-2-5. Other than schematics, let's look at the trend of the day and how football has changed. We'll do a little backstory tomorrow and then look at the schematics on Thursday. It may trickle into Friday because this is a big decision, a huge decision that could aid or hurt Ohio State going into the future. It's a long time. It's a very long time between now and the start of the season. Fall camp hasn't started yet. Be careful about jumping the gun and saying, ooh, wait, yeah, that's my guy. I know who it is that I'm going to be there for. I know what's going to happen. I know who's going to be the starting quarterback. Why? Because that's my guy. Be careful. A lot of Buckeye fans have been on the Twitter, as I have seen. I also saw an article that basically confirms something I thought. Most of the country ain't on Twitter. We think the world revolves around Twitter. It doesn't. No, it does not at all. No, we get wrapped up into a vacuum and into a tunnel during games and say, ooh, the world is on Twitter. No, it's not. No, not at all. Not at all. The stats may startle you and shock you when you see how many people in the country ain't on Twitter, don't care to be on Twitter, and a lot of people on Twitter don't even tweet. Sorry, I don't know where that came from. Don't get so wrapped up into one player that you don't realize there's a battle going on. You aren't in charge. You are controlling that player, the coaches, anybody there involved in making the decision to who QB1 is. The quarterback battle is not over. Some of you might be shocked when you find out who QB1 will be in the fall. I have no idea. I don't. Want to know why? There's a lot of time between now and when that decision needs to be started, when it needs to be made. Do I think QB1 will start on Saturday during the spring game? I don't know. It's Ryan Day. He'll play games with you all day long because he knows people that are fans and media will read way too much into what is going on the field during a spring game. It's a QB battle. It's a battle for a reason. It's a long way to go before a decision is made on who QB1 is. And notice, I didn't say no names on purpose, because right now, enjoy the battle, enjoy the ride. We'll have the QB1 decision made when the time is right. Let's step away very quickly, guys. When we come back, all about Justin Fields. His second pro day is a detail surrounding his second workout for coaches and executives. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds guides. It's even free. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. When you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is betonline.ag on your computer. Go there on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. April 19th through the 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Michael Lombardi. Our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's AUDACY. And as we wrap up today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes, I have one quick reminder for you. 5-star reviews. Say it often, say it all the time. 5-star reviews are a very big thing. They help the show grow and keep on growing. 5-star reviews. Fill up that review section on Apple with 5-star reviews. You help, we help the show grow. We help more people realize this is the place to be to get your updated news on the Ohio State Buckeyes, dropping fresh episodes every Monday through Friday. Justin Fields' second pro day. I didn't think it was going to be a second pro day at all. I think he needed to have a second pro day. I didn't think Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch would request what they did to watch Justin Fields throw in person. But here we are. Some interesting details, some details surrounding Justin Fields' second pro day as we wrap up today's show. Oh, quick programming note. Tomorrow's show, it's planned to be recorded before the pro day tomorrow. So we'll be wrapping up tomorrow's pro day on Thursday's show. The pro day, Justin Fields' second pro day, is scheduled for Wednesday, April 14th, tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Some interesting details about this day are, one, the day will be led by NFL coaches. The workout will be led by NFL coaches, not his throwing coach, Quincy Avery. Another one, as of Sunday, a couple of days ago, there were just two teams that were committed to going. Now, this is coming from Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, and he put a column out. This is where a lot of it, this is where the information is coming from. And then also the workout will be closed to the media. Don't know what was going on with that brain fart right there, or everything just locked up in my brain. But go through this again. The workout will be led by NFL coaches, not his throwing coach. As of Sunday, there were just two teams that were committed to going. The workout is closed to the media. And then also, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan will both be in Columbus and Fargo for Trey Lance's workout. I believe Trey Lance is working out on the 19th, I believe, which is next Monday. Justin Fields, it's your day, baby. This is your time to shine. You showed them once, let's show them twice. Let's show them exactly the kind of quarterback that you are. We have all seen Justin Fields. You and I have watched Justin Fields make all the throws, make all the reads that hold the ball like Justin Fields does, not run enough and do all the things that really should have propelled him to be number QB2. Many people have still had him QB2. I think I was listening to Mel Kiper on Get Up, and he said, Justin Fields has been QB2 on my board, but QB2 on the board does not mean in the mock draft he'll be the second overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft, which is a very true statement, a why statement, because I think too many people get wrapped up into, oh, man, whose board is that? Is that Kuiper's? Okay, cool. Mel Kiper, who you got? Oh, I got Fields. I got QB1 of Trevor Lawrence. I got QB2 QB2 as Justin Fields. Okay, cool. So that means one is Lawrence, two is Fields. Not so fast, my friend. You know how much talent's in this field? You know what these teams need? No. But that's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. When there's so much talent in the entire landscape, the entire scope of the draft, not being two is not a bad thing. Not being three is not a bad thing. Now, people will be upset if Fields goes to number 5, number 6, number 10 overall. Now, I think number 10 or 15, somewhere in the top 15 is the New England Patriots. If Fields goes to New England and battles with Cam, who do you think will be the starting quarterback? Debate that amongst yourselves. If Fields goes to the Atlanta Falcons, will he start day one? These are things to think about. If he goes to the San Francisco 49ers, as me and my cousin Dominique and Timmy used to say as kids, San Francisco 49ers. I don't know where this stuff comes from. We had fun as youngsters in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yes, that is where I was born. But these are all conversations and things for us to debate another day. But these are all things to think about when thinking about if he gets drafted to this franchise, how will he fit? How is this franchise, if they are, prepared to handle a quarterback that is as skilled as Justin Fields? all things to think about and to put into your brain. Yes, it is April 13th. The draft is not until the 29th. There's a lot of time to discuss what is happening now, what will happen on the 29th, and then what happens in the future down the road. Justin Fields, the quarterback, another pro day is tomorrow. Sean Wade will be there as well. This is just as big for Fields as it is for Sean Wade. Interesting thing, Sean Wade has fallen so much. So on the second pro day for Justin Fields, Fields is getting all the attention. I don't know who is there and that's going to be really focusing on Sean Wade, who at one time was a surefire first rounder, and now he's a day three pick from things I am seeing. It's amazing how much can change in one football season, but it is also amazing how much he can change in one workout. Guys, you know I had to end the show on a positive note. Thank you guys so much for listening and enjoying or watching another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. Those of you that are watching via wkyc.com or via YouTube, you will see my Twitter handle at the bottom of the screen all show long. Also, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Buckeye. Oh, man. Busy week, exciting week, pro day tomorrow, talking about defensive scheme changing over the next couple of days. Let's get excited because changes are good for the better. Fields throwing for work in another workout is amazing. And the spring game, we're going to see those boys play on Saturday.